You're listening to the Sandspans Network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, the pop culture news and the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm back. Now, I was sick, and now I'm Joel.
Now, boys and back, what do you think is going to happen in the UK?
Speculation's been like, we've speculated on movies, we've speculated on television
TV shows.
Yeah.
Video games, once or twice.
Once or twice.
And now it's time for us to step into the real dimension and speculate what's going to happen on the weekly planet X Plumbing the Death Star without Joel Zammit and without Nick Mason 2024 UK tour.
That's right. We're not just speculating on what's going to happen in the United Kingdom in general.
Nothing good.
I don't even want to dip my toe, but I can talk about what I might do.
That's true. And I might talk about what I might do when I'm not in the UK.
Yeah, very fair.
Rest, I reckon.
Rest.
Like to try to rest. One of those things where I'm like, I'm going to try and sleep a lot. I'm going to try and maybe like sleep in and I'll like look at my clock and it's 5 a.m. and I got a headache and I got to get out of bed, so I got to take some meds, and I'm like, then I'm awake and I'm like,
and then you look at your wife who's 8 months pregnant and you're like, really should be resting right now.
This is my chance.
Really should.
I mean, like, you've got 1 month to rest before you probably can't rest again for at least 8 years.
Yeah. 18, I think. And then surely there's a sweet
spot for kids where they just fucking calm down a bit.
Yeah.
Well, it's Arcus different, no rest. When it's a teenager, you're like, what are they doing out there?
What are they doing out there?
What are they getting off to?
Drugs. Why are they rebelling against me?
Why do they hate their dad?
Why? I'm the cool dad. I'm the weekend dad.
Do you think you'll be the cool dad?
I mean, they've only got one dad, so by default, I'll both be the cool and lame one.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what they do to rebel, because they're not going to want to play video games or watch TV. Well, that's your job.
I know. It's going to be weird. Like, what's going to happen in, skateboarding? Like 16 years?
Is skateboarding going to be a thing in 15?
Who knows?
Sports could be.
But then they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm into skateboarding. I'm like, hell yeah, I used to rollerblade. Let's see what you're going to go get the...
Yes.
Too supportive.
You're so ready to be a dad.
Same thing with like sport. Once again, I used to play football, soccer, and all this kind of stuff. Love all those kind of things. Every time I forget how much I love AFL until I'm sitting there or standing there. Again, I'm gotten the dad pose like perfect. Come in, game is halfway on,
stand.
And I just stand, arms crossed, and I'm there for about an hour.
That's a great dad stand. What about this one? I like this one.
I like the hands on the
kind of like, reverse on your hips. I mean, like you
hold
kind of,
protecting your kid.
I've been doing that a lot more recently, unbeknownst to why.
I hate it. I hate that that's my neutral stance.
I think this is one of those innate things. Just clicks in.
Time
to stand like this now.
Hey, well, your neutral stance is a lot better than mine. My neutral stance currently is cock shame, which I really don't like.
That's bad.
No,
dude.
I hold my hand like that, but it's still cock shamey. Like, I prefer to. I'm like, I shouldn't cross my arms. It's rude. But then I'm cock shaming it up.
Yeah, dude.
Don't want to be doing
that. What's the alternative?
I prefer the Lawrence Fishburne, like, hand holding behind his back in The Matrix.
Oh, that's good.
You know, that one.
It's a crazy one to do sitting down.
It's weird doing it sitting down, but you can do it.
Do you ever think, with Johnny Baby on the way, do you ever think that we'll be part of a child's childhood?
Yeah.
I think about that all the time. That when they're like 40 and they reminisce about their childhood, we, strangers... Not family.
I don't think we'll be counted as strangers either.
No.
Just guys. He's forgotten our names. Even what we look like. I don't know. That's crazy.
Well, at that point, the baby's 40, so we've been dead for 39 years.
Yeah, that's true.
100%.
What's
going to
happen?
Nothing good.
What do you think you're going to do with the UK, Dusha? All right. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I guess, like, it's probably worth pointing out, to speculate on this properly, we'll start in the same way we would start at a movie. We'll just lay out the basics.
Yeah, great idea.
So we land in London. Mm-hmm.
That's
on,
true.
I believe, a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Hey, hey, hey. Now, I can be the man in the chair looking up some research because I have a Google spreadsheet for this.
Whoa, that's awesome.
I believe that we land in the UK in London on a Wednesday.
I think it's a Wednesday.
And then our first show is Friday. Yeah. So we got 2 days to figure out what the fuck's going on and to figure out a clock.
Day one's going to be Johnny Jetlagged.
Yeah.
Where we just sleep in a bed somewhere.
Yeah, probably at our accommodation, I imagine.
Yeah, that makes sense.
One would hope. Okay, so yes, you arrive. I believe, yes, on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
What time?
That one is another great question, because I don't know if you're arriving, because I got on the calendar that I think you arrive 5:25 a.m., but then also it's maybe at... No, I think you arrive in...
I truly hope that's wrong.
No, because I think you arrive 5:25, maybe at one point. I believe that's in Singapore, depending on what the layover is.
Yeah,
that's good.
And then maybe you arrive in London at 8:05 a.m. But I don't know if that's 8:05 a.m. Australian time or if that's 8:05 London time.
I can't wait for
I haven't seen our plane tickets.
So I have them, but I don't want to look at them. I want to speculate.
I really hope that it's 5 a.m. in Singapore, because there's a real vibe to, like, a long layover, especially with us.
A long layover? How long are we laying over for?
I don't know.
But I hope it's short.
I think it's maybe a few hours.
That's fine. That's, Enough to get to... So if it's Singapore Airport, we've done this a couple of times. Basically, you get off the flight, you wander into that food court area, you look at the 7-Eleven, and you go, oh, this is a fucked up 7-Eleven for me in Australia. Okay.
My stomach already feels fucking awful. But
there's
a Burger
King, and again, they'll do like a cold Milo drink, and we're like, that's wild. That, we got Milo, but we don't have it at Burger King. We also don't have Burger King. We got Hungry Jack's.
Yeah, that's true, dude.
Because one guy in Adelaide was like, hey, Burger King, I'm the Burger King. And then Burger King from America was like, well, yeah, we'll see what the courts say about that. And the courts were like, he's the Burger King.
Dude, I don't know what to tell you.
You guys
You're Hungry Jack now. Fuck. What I love about those layovers, especially when it's really early in the morning, is that when it's me and you, Dusha, flying together, and just, we've done this a couple of times. The early part, arriving at Melbourne Airport, we're laughing.
Yeah.
We're goofing around. The riff machine's in action. Even on the plane.
Get stupid,
We get silly. Singapore, 5 a.m., we're sitting across from each other at a table like this.
Be like, we shouldn't have eaten, but we just did.
I feel so bad.
And then, because what sets in there is, when you fly from Australia to the UK, or even to America, the first flight is short. Yeah. Way, way shorter.
Yeah.
So... you get off the plane once, and you haven't actually really accomplished anything. And that really settles in a delay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of all you say to each other. You're like, it's like another 13 hours.
Longer. Yeah.
It's like another 15 hours.
Yeah.
It's another 15 hours on a plane, dude.
It's like, we just got on an 8-hour flight, watched two movies, shit my pants.
Dude, that's bad. What happened?
I was watching a really good movie.
This is awesome. Oh, no. Well, I think I'm going to watch this one. Don't, dude. You know what my That's something worse. No, it's not that good.
Fuck, man. Fuck, it was so good. Inception, so good. Dude, when that totem spun, I couldn't help myself.
At the very end.
Yeah, I got it all the way through. And then it all clicked for me and I realized what was going on.
So sorry, boys. It's actually not to Singapore. So your first leg is 14 hours. And you're going to go, you're going to arrive in Abu Dhabi.
Okay, that's okay.
I believe, so you leave here at about 3 o'clock.
Okay.
PM. Yep. PM, yep. So that's not too bad.
That's all right.
And then, so you arrive at like 11:30 at night.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's all right. That's not bad. Right.
How long's the layover?
Yeah.
And then... At 2 a.m.
No! I know, that's okay. That's only 2.5 hours.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so that's 2 a.m., I'm presuming Abu Dhabi time.
Yeah.
So again, you're going to go a couple hours, and then maybe an hour delay in the flight, hopefully, in the air, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully not more than that. Come be dying. Oh, dude. No. And then it's only 7 hours and 40 minutes.
That's great.
Okay,
that's the reverse of what you were saying.
The last leg is 7 hours 40, and then you arrive at sunny 6:45 a.m.
Okay,
baby.
So stay
awake the whole day.
It went from, that's good, because, hang on. How famously with hotel check-ins, you can check in at...
anytime you want.
Whoa!
Not true. 2 p.m.
Oh, I wasn't looking at that.
Yeah. So we got a kill time with our bags for 6 hours.
But I kind of love that vibe of when you arrive and you're like... I have to stay up the whole time because otherwise my sleeping pattern's going to be fucked when I get here.
Well, the problem here, though, is the hotel is not like right where, you know, the airport is. Like Heathrow, and then you got to go into London. And then you got to kind of go near, I believe it's like near King's Place, which is the venue.
Which is where the show's going to be,
So if you want to come hang out, just stake out some hotels. Treat us like the Beatles.
Except
we'll be upset.
Tired Beatles. That's going to be us. But I kind of like the vibe where you're like, I have to stay up all day, and you feel sort of delirious and deranged.
Here's my prediction.
Yeah.
We'll be okay, and then it'll get to about 5 or 6 p.m., and we'll be like, we should get something for dinner. Mm-hmm. And in getting to dinner, we will become the most tired people in the world, and we'll just be sitting, because this happens all the time.
Yeah.
We're sitting in a restaurant for dinner, and we're just like, food, I guess, but like, I don't know what I'm doing or what the fuck's going on.
I remember the last time we went to the UK when we were having this exact feeling. We went to an Indian restaurant
and tried to eat the hottest food imaginable.
We like, spice will wake us up. And then we ate it, and I was like, I just feel terrible. Not only am I so exhausted, I also feel poisoned.
I'm sweating. I'm in pain. Yeah. Why did I think this was clever?
My throat's on fire. I'm so stupid.
So, so you arrived, basically 7 a.m.
On
September 11th, Wednesday.
I have my first prediction.
I feel like that we got to really make sure our visas are in check if we're landing on September 11th. I feel like there'll be a lot less leeway than you
heightened.
Just things are a bit like, the odds of. But just in case.
It's like one of those things where you're working at an airport, maybe you let like a couple of things slip.
Yeah.
But then when you look at the calendar, you're like, oh, it's September 11th. Yeah. That's the moment where you're like, all right, time to sharpen up our skills.
Yeah, I gotta get my head on straight for this one.
Chances of anything happening, just as likely as any other day.
But you've been reminded.
Yeah.
Do your job.
Okay. So then that's the Wednesday. So you have a whole day. A whole day on Wednesday to be fine, because then Thursday you have another whole day to rest and get over jet lag.
Okay.
I got some friends in the UK, in London. I might try and see them on the Thursday.
Okay. For real?
That could keep me...
Okay.
Could keep you away?
Not in a stupid way. I don't mean like going out to like 7 a.m. I just mean like see them for lunch or dinner, because then I'm like, there's a thing to keep
you
me...
You have to
that's
do
fair,
it.
That's
keep
fair.
Keep me out of bed.
That's understandable. I mean, I just... Yeah, okay. Hey, it's smart, right?
Yeah.
Because it does keep you out of bed.
Yeah.
Not what I would have done.
What would you do?
Well, actually, at some point, we probably need to figure out the show that we're doing on Friday.
Yeah.
And I reckon Friday morning's probably too late for that.
you might be right.
Friday... Well, you forget, boys, that your show is in the evening.
That's
so Friday morning...
We can't have a whole day Friday.
Friday as well.
Yeah.
Because it's not like a 6 p.m. show.
Yeah, it's 9:30.
So we've got heaps of time.
Pretty much time. We're basically like 2 days.
Yeah, two days
on Thursday. It's so...
When you think about it, you land it in the morning, right, on Wednesday. That's 2 days right there.
That's
Thursday, that's another 2 days.
Yeah, because like...
And then Friday, which is one day.
It's one day, but then we got the show at night.
Yeah,
so you got 5 days.
We got 5 days in 3 days.
Basically a week.
Yeah.
We basically land, a week goes by, then we do our show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you land on the Wednesday. In theory, you've got like 5 days there. In practice, two.
But in reality, five.
In theory, two. In reality, five.
That's the one. Then to perform to the wonderful people of London.
Yeah, there's a couple of tickets left
The
first Plumbing the Death Star show. So we are trialing this show in front of 400 people, minus... 10.
Yeah.
390 people. It should be easy.
It should be easy. I think you've got like a handful of tickets available. Yeah. So you
can head to sanspantsradio.com/events and click on that if you're like, fuck, it sounded shit until I listened to this episode. And now
I know how tired the boys
are. I'm
going
to try and get in on this.
Boy.
Maybe they'll fall asleep on stage.
Maybe. And they might.
Yeah, it's entirely possible.
I just helped tour a band from America and Australia.
Yeah.
Just helped out with like the Melbourne and Sydney stuff. They landed on a night, had 1 day, and then played a show.
Yeah.
And they did that, and they're in a band, which requires a lot more talent than a podcast. And they're like a little bit older than us.
Yeah.
And if they could do that, that really filled me with confidence that maybe we could pull off a miracle.
Well, here. Remember, was it the first or second UK tour we ever did?
It was the second one where we got detained by customs.
Yes. Then
we were originally going to have like 7 hours in the UK, in Edinburgh before we performed.
Yeah.
But we got detained by customs, so that cut it down to about 4.
Yeah.
We went on stage. I tripped over
straight away. Nearly fell over.
My first words on stage were Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was good. That day, I get like a, because I think you had the layover, or you've been stuck at customs, or something had happened. Yeah. But I had enough time to be like, I guess I need to contact whoever is in Edinburgh to see if I can, as much as I think I could probably do the show alone.
Yeah. Do people want that?
Also, I can spin my wheels the best of time by myself on stage, sitting down. This is not even stand up at this point. I don't know what it is.
I think we should.
A man crashes and burns very quickly.
The Joel Savitt tour.
Hey, everybody. usually we argue. Ah,
I think we should make a pact right here, right now. If any of us are ever too sick to do the show, we should just grab someone from the crowd.
No, I think so.
They get it. And like, yeah, look, listeners, obviously you haven't been doing this for 12 years or whatever, so you're going to be shitter than it.
Yeah, yeah.
Shitter than us at it. But are we that good at it?
I disagree. I think
they'll know that stuff better than we do. Yeah.
Potentially they'll know the stuff more. They haven't been beaten down over the last 12 years like we have.
They're fresh.
They're excited.
Oh yeah.
They've got like, you know, like a bit of pep in them, maybe. To be like, oh yeah, no, I reckon this could be fun.
Yeah.
And they might be excited.
They could be shy.
We're
not shy.
Yeah, that's the real sort of.
We're just loud.
Devil's edge.
Yeah. I think after doing a show in Manchester once where I, maybe like an hour before we were meant to go on stage, took one of the worst shits of my life and it didn't make my stomach feel better. And I was like, oh no, no relief. Mm-hmm. And also I need to sit on stage for an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And then I had to say, hey, if I leave the stage, it's so that I didn't shit my pants in front of all of you. Yeah. I think from that moment onwards, confidence was never going to be an issue.
I think here's a little word of advice if you're ever going to be performing.
Yeah.
So if you go to, say, a little before, you know, performance dinner or like a little snack or something, a little snacky snack, and you go to a place and they're like, maybe it's either a crepe place or a burger joint. I forget which it was. I think it might have been crepe.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, do you want to try the charcoal black crepe that is probably looks like poison?
Yeah.
Say no.
Yeah.
Don't do what I did and say, yeah, all right.
Because,
oh boy.
You will be.
Oh no. You'll have the green light to go on stage and you'll be shitting in the green room toilet being like, do not come on stage. Say no.
And me and Dusha, we're looking at the light as it flashes, being like, come on stage now.
And we're like, we can hear the clapping and we're like,
Zabin is currently diarrhea-ing. What do we do?
Go on stage and say, he'll be out in a second. He's like, no. I'm like,
I'm fucking legs up, braced against the door. My shirt's off because I'm sweating. And I'm like, don't you dare go on stage yet.
You know what's so scary is that both of you have had stage diarrhea.
Yeah.
I never have. Yeah. I feel like maybe this is my year.
King's Place.
King's
400
place.
People, but also they're going to fuck up somehow and you'll be wearing a lapel microphone. So it is be broadcasting you shitting to the ground.
My microphone for some reason is hooked on the back of my pants.
Then you see like a far away, oh, and then the loudest, wettest fart of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, oh yeah, this sounds like Plumbing the Death stuff.
Yeah, I remember this show.
Yeah, I used to listen to this podcast.
Well, we've cracked out the old, the classic BS bingo card for the UK. It's got it written down here. Do we want to put somewhere on it, Jackson has diarrhea on stage?
Yeah, yes. I think top left corner.
Yeah, yep. Top left corner.
Jackson already did it. I'm well ahead of you boys. Jack shits himself.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah,
I liked it for both of you when you had diarrhea on stage. It was like, don't go on. But for me, it will be on stage.
I feel for you, it'll kick in 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. For us, it was just before.
I think it is really funny to imagine, obviously, me shitting myself on stage. Hilarious.
Yeah,
but it's also very funny to imagine me in the middle of a room just getting up and run.
I just don't know what like you do in that situation, because if you can be like, for example,
I've
if
spoken
it's a
to people that have shit themselves on stage before.
Yeah,
you just you're like, all right, the distance between me and the crowd means that they can't tell.
Yeah,
and the smell won't reach them.
Hopefully,
yeah. Fingers crossed. Watching an interview with a rapper on a podcast, and he was talking about how he had terrible food poisoning for a huge show.
Oh, God,
and so instead of going out on stage, he just brought the microphone into the toilet and wrapped his ass out whilst diarrhea-ing backstage. So that's always an option.
That is always an option. You know? Like a long XLR cable just naked off to the side.
I think the problem, though, like with rapping, because there's a beat, that would probably, you could probably turn the mic down enough
that you're not going to pick up the diarrhea.
But I think that because you're talking.
Yeah. And I have the thing as well is like with a rap song, you're in a rhythm or whatever. Yeah. If I'm talking, there'll be times where I have to just like stop.
Yeah.
And you'll just know.
Just like, yeah, Professor X or whatever.
Like, it might not even be like that non-violent in a way, because it might just be like, yeah. And so Xavier be like, oh my God.
And he'd probably say something like this.
Oh, I gotta take my shirt off.
You just hear like the sound of like in the middle of a roof. I go, and then donk as I hit my head. Like, he squeezed so hard he blacked out.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think it's funny as well to imagine being at stage, because sometimes, it's diarrhea chat with the BS boys.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you've got a real bad stomach, you're letting out rancid farts.
Yeah.
And obviously the crowd couldn't tell, but you and James on stage with me could. And you're like, Jackson.
It's happening. I'm pulling out my bingo card and I'm kicking it off.
It's happening. I can tell it's happening. Okay, well, that's a good one to put in there.
Yep.
Because it's probably going to happen.
Okay, so we've covered the first couple of days.
Yeah.
We'll pretty much just be loitering around London being like, man, I hope my body clock adjusts.
Yeah.
And it will. Hopefully. I feel like that it takes a couple of days.
For me, it takes about a week, which is unfortunate. Because it takes about a week. We're there for like about 2.5 weeks. So a week, my body clock's adjusted. A week and a half to have a normal UK body clock.
Come back here,
terrible.
Yeah.
One more week. I always find that time.
I think it's because over there I'm just forced to do more stuff.
Yeah.
Where when I come back here, jet lag always fucks me up for longer.
Yes, me too, actually. That's a good point.
It's that wonderful thing, like when we're here, it's the I got a migraine, I don't feel good or whatever. Boys, just do something else, or don't come in, I'm taking a day off.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're on tour, it's
you can't do that.
Yeah.
I've woken up, I've vomited at least 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fuck it.
Let's do a show.
We've got to do a show. It's fine. Let's go for it. Let's do this, boys.
Absolutely.
You just got to push through.
We are lucky in one sense that our jet lag just looks like we're really tired and maybe our stomach's a little upset.
Yeah.
Migraines and vomiting.
Yeah.
Not on the me and Jackson.
No, that's true.
Jet lag wavelength.
Yeah. Very, very true. Very true.
So, then we go from London to Edinburgh?
That's right. Yep. You got, 2 shows in Edinburgh.
Do we fly from London to...
No, boys, you're taking a train.
Up top.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll double check. I think I'm pretty sure you're taking a train. Before I was like, wait, did we discuss this? And you're driving. No, you're taking a train. I'm pretty sure you're taking a train.
We did discuss this. It was driving, train, or plane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, the drive and the train are pretty similar, and then I realized it was because I was looking at like 1:30 a.m. Edinburgh time.
And then when
we adjusted it to regular time, it was like a 3-hour difference. And I was like, let's take the train.
And it was driving. How far? Oh, it's a big drive.
It's like 8 hours.
So we've already booked the train tickets.
Oh my God.
I love being on a train, dude.
I don't know. I don't really feel that different about being on a train as I feel about being just in a building.
Yeah, but you're moving in a train.
Yeah, but you can get
up and walk around, go to get a snack.
Brother, you can do that in a building.
I suppose.
I guess.
Can't look out the window in a building.
Yes, you can.
What?
There's a window right there.
But stuff's not going past.
Sometimes
Shit happens outside this window.
A lot happens outside this window,
my dude.
It is
dangerous to have that window open. Yeah. So much to see. Yeah. I mean, not right now.
No, right now it's 2 parked cars that I can see, and that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a person.
See?
It's happening.
A person walked past doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. So I've got to double check this after the episode's done, because we've kept some tickets in reserve.
Yeah,
we've kept some things just in case some things go awry or some people need certain things, blah 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 blah. So there is maybe some tickets that might go on sale for the shows that have been sold out, but
don't hold me
to that. But as it stands as now, the 18th of September has sold out, but the 17th there is a couple tickets left, about a handful, about 12, I think. As of recording. So.
There'll be 12 of you out there with nothing to do on that night.
On a Monday or Tuesday night in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
What else are you doing?
On a Tuesday night. What are you doing?
What? Talking to your family and
eating
friends?
Shortbread?
Going up to the King's Mile. That was called King's Mile.
Looking at Arthur's seat and being like, why do people keep climbing that?
Yeah.
Going
out from there.
Going to the castle. maybe looking at when the next tattoo is happening.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Listening for tattoos.
Being happy that Edinburgh Fringe is over so your city's gone back to normal.
Yeah.
Come only on. To be ruined once more.
By us.
Now that Edinburgh Fringe is finished and you don't have to see any live comedy, why not come see some live comedy?
Yeah. And it's at the Monkey Barrel.
Yeah.
That's the most apt name for a place that we could perform in.
How long are we in Edinburgh?
I think you're in Edinburgh, so I think I'll double check exactly when you arrive. We get a tour van in Edinburgh.
Whoa.
But yes, you do pick up a van in Edinburgh. Mm. And I believe you're there for either a day either side or maybe a couple of days either side.
Nice.
Or actually, from the look of it, I think you might be there for a while.
Holy mackerel.
Maybe even 3 days after.
Whoa, 3 days in Edinburgh to do what we want.
Dude.
That's exciting.
We can climb
Edinburgh.
Off the seat.
Yeah, we will. Mm. Do you reckon you'll climb off the seat again? Do you reckon we'll put that on the bingo card?
It'll depend on if James is keen on it, and I reckon he will.
Yeah,
he's a fit man and likes exercise. Yeah.
Well, you might be able to go near that cliff again.
I love to look off that cliff and be like, I could. This could be it.
Yeah. The call of the void has never been closer for JD.
I'll be like, I don't want to do it, but what if?
What if? And then I have to go back to James and be like, "We'll do it. It's just a 2-man show."
Yeah,
he did it.
Should we call someone?
Should we just cancel the rest of the?
No.
He's been
talking
about this for. If we
don't process this and think about it, it'll be fine.
James, let me tell you, this is not a surprise.
Yeah, he's always running his mouth about jumping off Arthur's seat. I'm not surprised. Let's go.
Yeah. So, come on, man.
What's good in Edinburgh? There's a bunch. There's little, not little Edinburgh. There's downtown Edinburgh and up Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Edinburgh's divided in two.
There's that tower I liked to climb.
There was a tower you liked to climb
last time we were there. Yeah.
Let's see.
What else did we do? There's the castle, which is good to see.
Very cool.
Maybe there'll be a tattoo while we're there.
Yeah.
You can go on like a whiskey, get in a barrel, go on the whiskey tour, I think.
Get in a barrel?
Yeah, there's like a tour there where I think you get in a barrel.
Was it? That's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
We got to get in a barrel, dude.
Yeah, okay. So put that on there.
Let's not connect it to the tool. Let's just say the boys
get in a barrel.
In some capacity.
Yeah. Was it the possible. Tower of London or was it Edinburgh where they had the hanging simulator? It was a ride.
I don't know. I didn't do it. Did you do it last time we were there? I don't know.
We went to the underground tour.
Yeah, that's true, we did.
I think it was the Tower of London. Yeah, it was at the end of the underground tour, remember? Mm. You sit on the thing and they drop you.
No, uh-huh. I don't remember this.
Well, yeah, so I think Edinburgh is where you've probably got the most, like, downtime.
That's
like,
awesome.
Free time. So, I think you probably get in a barrel. What else do you reckon?
What else do you reckon?
I don't know if James has been to Edinburgh. I don't think so.
That makes sense to why we've done. Well, if he hasn't been to Edinburgh, that means these boys are fucking climbing
off
the seat.
We're going off Arthur's seat. We're going to the castle.
And now that I know that Arthur's seat is almost certainly on the cards, will I pack appropriate footwear for it? No. Fans, the whole way up,
no
baby.
No grip, bitch.
I'm just going to go. I'm going to put somewhere here, JD hears Call of the Void. Not succumbs, just hears it.
Do you think I'll put you in a situation where you'll slip over again and I'll have to save your life last time?
That was Edinburgh.
That was coming down from the tower.
I know a shortcut. a muddy, sheer face. Did you do this when it wasn't raining? Yeah,
dude. I'm down the bottom. Jackson, I have... Remember no grip, bitch?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen I've never seen someone eat so much shit in such, like, a short amount of time.
Well, I just had to,
over and over and over again.
I just had to accept it. I was like, I'm just going to keep falling over.
You come so close to a cliff edge.
Yeah. It's, like literally a cliff, and then, like, thorns.
I want to say, like, half a meter less than.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Dude. It was awesome.
Yeah, what do you mean? Imagine
I've never seen a man... Yeah.
And it was like
giggling so close to death.
Yeah, well, it was like about a 5-story drop. I might have been fine.
You wouldn't have died necessarily.
I mean, maybe, but probably not.
I wonder if we still have that footage somewhere.
We definitely do. It is funny.
It is funny.
Let's see. Are you going to think, like, the traditional, like, touristy things of, like, are you going to try some haggis?
I would love to try haggis.
Have you had haggis
yet? No. But my parents had it when they lived in Scotland, and they sort of said it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
How have you not had haggis?
I don't know.
I feel like I had haggis straight away.
When?
When? Edinburgh Fringe, when we were in Edinburgh for two weeks.
I don't think I had haggis. I don't think I've had haggis. Put down Jackson, they eat haggis.
Boy. Oh, that could be tied to the Jackson shit pants.
That's true. Yeah. I'd like to try haggis. I had a lot of black pudding when I went last time.
Mm.
That was really good. Maybe I'll go to that cafe where they did pulled pork and maple syrup pancakes. That was really awesome.
You love a meat and sweet.
Oh, it was so good, dude.
And I love a meat and green.
It was in Edinburgh.
I know you had that meal almost like the same again.
I had it like 3 days in a row. Is that also where we went to that chicken and waffles place? And we were there with
Wings! We could go to Wings!
We could go to Wings!
Oh, my God.
That's so exciting. Fuck. Wings is awesome, dude.
We were there, I was not eating meat, and
We went with people that were like, yeah, I don't eat meat except here at Wings. Should have been a sign.
Like, the vegetarian option was delicious. Man, seeing you guys sucking down those wings.
They were like 40 sauces.
Oh, man, I've never been so jealous.
I love sauce, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even going to write that. That's a lock.
Yeah, it's a lock.
What I'm trying to think of, what else is in Edinburgh?
Do you remember when we went to the chicken and waffles place? While you're remembering, and we were there with a bunch of fans, and then some guys started like yelling and pointing at me, just like strangers.
Yeah,
and I was like, man, like this is, you know, I don't want to get into an altercation. You know, there's fans here. Obviously, I'm kind of responsible for them. So I went over to the guys and I was like, can I help you? And they were like, naughty. You look like naughty man. And I was like, okay. And they were like, can we get a photo with you, naughty? And I was like, okay.
You got a hat, naughty?
And they took a photo with me and called me naughty. That was so funny.
I hope that happens again.
Me too. Yeah, I was like, oh man, like, am I gonna have to, like, I don't know what? And then, no, they were just mocking me.
Face.
Yeah, which is, honestly, I'll take.
Jackson, you'll probably drink too many cocktails too quickly.
Yes. Jackson drinks too many cocktails, gets very drunk.
Then still, and then sober.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man, I forget how still you... I mean, I haven't been drinking in a long time. I've not been drinking you for such a long time that I forgot how still you get.
It's the best, dude. When I get very drunk, I just...
Sit down, gotta go still.
Gotta go still.
You go still mode stare ahead. And just stares at...
Stare ahead, but smiling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like... Things are pretty good right now.
You'll catch him just staring at, like, some of his friends. Sometimes he's just there very still looking at, like, you know, someone, myself, Adam, and he's just there just...
Happy. He's just happy. Yeah. He's happy because he drank four cocktails in 45 seconds. Yeah,
exactly. That's what it does to me, dude. It slows me down.
Yeah.
Stills me up. what else? It's so weird because we spent 2 weeks in Edinburgh. We did heaps of stuff, but what did we do?
I think we just, like, kind of fucked around.
Yeah. A lot of tooling around going on in Edinburgh.
Yeah. It's like there's some great places to kind of go see. There's like, oh, the food up there.
Oh, dude, it's delicious. Great.
Love the Edinburgh. Breakfast, though.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Terrible, dude.
I still remember that one time. It's like probably the first time we were in Edinburgh. Yeah, like going out because there was the last leg was Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Towards the end. And yeah, nothing but terrible. Like, I don't know what happened to London where they looked at an egg and went like, let's fuck it up. But they just did. And it's impressive.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time going in, like, if you're on the lookout, like a barista or whatever, and you hear that Melbourne accent, you're like, it's going to be good.
It's a good sign.
I went to a place and it was like recommended on Google. Like, this one actually do good breakfast, but Melbourne style, blah, 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 blah. Has avocado on toast. Like, oh, pretty good. Went there and the thick Scottish brogue was like, he said something. I don't know what. And I'm a polite man. And half the time when it comes to most interactions, I just smile and go, yeah, of course.
And the question this time was, do you want mustard on your eggs?
Do you want sweet mustard? And I had no idea. Yeah. And they did. And it was a perfect meal. It was a beautifully cooked egg. Like, it was like poached and like was runny, not like hard boiled poached, which seems to be the norm, at least when we were going. And it was like, it was beautiful. Everything was so nice. And then it was just drenched in this sweet fucking mustard.
Yeah,
and it was awful. Yeah. You couldn't even scrape it off. It was just drenched in it. And then the next day I went in and I knew what to say. They said, no,
don't wreck
my eggs. None of that. I want good eggs. And they looked at me almost perplexed, puzzled, but you know.
No mustard?
Okay, doesn't want sweet mustard.
On his eggs.
What the hell?
Sorry, but you fucked in the head.
Yeah, you fucked up, mate. You got rocks for brains. You don't want sweet mustard.
So we're going to wander around Edinburgh and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then we jump in a tour van.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
and then we drive to Manchester.
So, Jed. JD, you have your license. Yeah. James has his license. Jackson, have you
passenger princess.
Yeah, you'll be in the backseat with your noise-canceling headphones on, singing the same one lyric of a song over and over to yourself. Yeah.
Maybe I'll be in the back of the van, and it'll be like a big white van, and I won't be strapped down. And
yeah, that'll be good.
Turn really hard to dunk me into the wall.
That's ideal.
Like a 1970s serial killer. Yeah.
I do love you. 10 years in. 10 years and still, and yet,
still
and
poning
yet,
each other's tents.
Like Jackson still doesn't have his license slash clit slash brown aerial.
Yeah. It's nice to know that we haven't developed past this.
Yeah, haven't changed.
You've only moved further away from the studio.
In Jackson's defense, he did fail his driver's test once and then never tried it again.
Yeah, exactly. But first you don't succeed, give up.
Yeah. You did enough to get people off your back.
Yeah.
And then, whoop. Couldn't be helped.
Yeah, dude. Here we are.
Well, then, yeah, so Passenger Princess in tow, you arrive in Manchester, and you're performing on the Saturday and the Sunday.
Yeah.
On the 21st and 22nd.
Double
and
feature.
I believe the 21st
is sold out.
Mm-hmm. And let me quickly double check, because I think the next comment is going to be great for me, because I believe also the 22nd is also sold out.
Yeah.
Both shows. Once again, after this episode airs, I will definitely be looking in to see if we can free up some tickets here and there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Good luck.
Hey, what can you do?
What
do you think we'll do in Manchester?
Well, I'm definitely going to ask someone how they're feeling about the Oasis reunion.
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Watch Manchester by the Sea?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Although I do really want to see that film, but yeah. Casey Affleck is a worm.
Oh, that's true. I forgot Casey Affleck was in it. That's right. That's
And I think that movie in particular, you need to feel pathos towards
him. Yeah, hard to do.
Which is hard to do. But it is an Oscar winner.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And famously, the Oscars have never gotten it wrong.
Yeah.
Green Book. Shakespeare in Love. Crash.
Crash!
Dude, you got two films.
Yeah.
You got one. A depiction of a world war when veterans watched it, they cried, they weeped, it kind of brought them back. They were like, man, this is a very, very accurate depiction of what it was like. Pulling the heartstrings,
absolutely.
Very emotional, all about like, you know, what it means to try and get there to rescue
Or
Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah.
Whoa, and, like, hang on.
But the war movie is also directed by one of the most celebrated directors of all time.
And who directed Shakespeare in Love? Salt. That one gets the Oscar.
Really good question.
Because I don't know that one gets
Ang
the Oscar.
Ang Lee?
Yeah. Could be.
No.
Could be.
Was it Ang Lee?
I don't know.
Well, either way, it was a Weinstein marketing campaign.
Good stuff.
Haven't heard anything bad about that company. So I reckon I'm gonna put here that JD will buy some Oasis merch.
Oh, I think that's very
not in
possible.
Manchester. I'm not fucking made of money.
I don't know.
I'd be better off buying Oasis stuff here.
I reckon you're going to see something.
Yeah, it's a speculation.
It's going to see something.
You're going to be in Manchester. You're going to be thinking about Oasis. You're going to have Oasis brain.
Yeah.
On the drive there, and this, I think, goes into the Oasis merch, on the drive there, you and James will put, because you'll be in the front two seats.
Yeah.
You'll put Oasis on for the whole trip. And by the time you get there, you will have, quote, Oasis fever.
Yeah.
And you'll buy some merch.
Oasis fever has happened to me before.
Yeah. We know you're culpable.
Yeah, I'm capable of it.
Yeah.
Saw Liam Gallagher live once and was like, Oh, this is good.
I got some, it.
Yeah, their albums are really good. Shakespeare in Love was directed by John Madden.
What? You the know, footballer?
The director of the best exotic Marigold Hotel and the second best exotic Marigold Hotel. Remember those movies?
I do. Dude. A bunch of old people.
Went crazy for
them. Yeah. Some movies are old people movies, which is pretty funny.
He also directed Proof and Kill Shot. And
is Proof the one with Rusty?
Maybe.
Is Proof... Proof is not with Rusty.
Damn.
It's with. It's actually his reunion with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Whoa.
Gwyneth What's Paltrow, Proof? Anthony Hopkins, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Hope Davis.
What? What are you thinking of?
Something. I think it's Proof where Rusty. They go. Someone gets kidnapped in South America.
Okay.
And it's like Body of Proof. Maybe is that a film?
Body of Proof is the name of a movie.
Is that with Rusty?
Body
Could
of,
be.
Wait, he, body, wait, body of lies.
Body of lies with body Rusty?
Body of lies is Rusty, but that's directed by Ridley Scott.
Okay.
Might be thinking of that one.
Yeah.
Is that about someone getting kidnapped and they got to find information? Like the proof that they're alive or something? Biz?
Could be.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's set in the Middle East.
Okay, maybe not.
Doesn't sound like your movie.
Sound like what I'm thinking.
Yeah. What do you reckon we'll do? Mm. What did we do last time we were in Manchester? Because we've been to Manchester before.
I feel like that Manchester is going to be somewhere like London where I'll probably hit up like record stores and stuff like that.
I feel
like we do stuff like that.
Yeah. Go shopping.
Yeah, shopping, pubs.
Yeah. Pubs, dude. There's going to be big time pubs.
I feel like Manchester's going to have good pubs.
Yeah.
Is Manchester the one with the like big moat or big canals or whatever? Or
that's
is that
what
Birmingham?
I have in.
Are you thinking of the Thames?
No.
I have in my head Manchester's the place we went once where there was
canals.
A crane that was a house.
A crane that was a house.
And it was on the river, and you could stay in the crane. And the crane
that
was
Bristol.
House.
That was Bristol.
Fuck!
Bristol's also the canal.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we don't know what's going on in Manchester.
Isn't Manchester the one where they got all the canals?
No.
Not
that's,
the Thames, but.
No, that's Bristol.
No.
Bristol has a big canal.
Yeah. Bristol's got the big canal, but Manchester.
Are you thinking of where they film Skins?
No.
Bristol?
I've never seen Skins in my life. I'm thinking about when me and you, because we went there early, we had to walk around for ages, and we ended up going through tunnels.
Yeah. We gotta take you in one of those tunnels, dude.
Oh, dude, I love tunnels. I love tunnels almost as much as I love trains.
That could have been Birmingham.
Yeah.
What's in Manchester?
Let's go to their Wikipedia page for Manchester.
What is Manchester?
The worker bee is there.
The famous Manchester.
There is a
bee.
Lot of there's the Bridgewater Canal.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Manchester is Manchester where I ate. Six big cheeseburgers?
No.
Okay. I think that was Nottingham?
Maybe.
Yeah, Manchester was way too... The shows, they were rowdy. You would not have had a chance to eat
seven
full
cheeseburgers.
Stop.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. Industrial Revolution. It's funny to go to the Industrial Revolution to see if anything reminds us of what's in Manchester. Just Google what's in Manchester.
What to do in
Manchester?
Yeah, let's like find out. Do we have much downtime?
Not really, but still.
Here's the 15 best things to do in Manchester.
According to TripAdvisor.com. Mm-hmm.
Fun and games.
Okay.
Wait, this isn't a list?
I think you might arrive in Manchester like Friday, like the day, like either the day or the night, either way, depending how much like longer drive is, and then you maybe I think you leave on the Monday anyway, so it's not a huge amount of time.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, Manchester. Well,
maybe you got some of the like either during the day.
Yeah, before the shows.
I think was Manchester a place where I had a lovely like Scandinavian breakfast.
Whoa, I hope so.
Because it was like eggs was really nice, and they had like a bit of feta and like broccolini grilled.
Ooh,
it was lovely.
That sounds awesome.
A bit of toast with that.
Yeah, look, Manchester. I feel like we're not going to have enough time to do anything.
No,
but
especially when he's consumed. JD's consumed.
He's got
Oasis fever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think I'll just be hanging out. I think Manchester.
Sucked into like maybe there'll be like a Man U and Man City football game happening, and I'll get sucked into hooliganism.
No.
One can hope.
I think Manchester's going to be a city where I get up in the morning and just kind of ramble around the city for most of the day, and then meet up for that. You're looking up football matches. You are going to go hooligan mode. Oh no!
What dates are we in
Manchester? Well, you're performing on the 21st and the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
So I think either side.
Okay,
you might
so
be,
great news for hooliganism.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Manchester Man United aren't playing in Manchester that night.
Because if there was something happening that Friday night, there's a good chance you could go to it.
Okay.
Does football matches happen on a Friday night?
I don't know.
Assume yes.
Yeah.
Friday night seems like a good night for
seems
hooliganism.
Seems like a football night, right? Yeah, and it seems like a good night to get rowdy.
Okay, so well, Man City...
No, wait, hang on. Saturday night's all right for fighting.
Yeah,
that's
Man
right.
Man City famously. And Man U are both playing just either side of us being there, so we're safe.
Yeah, we're safe from hooliganism.
Just.
Will we have... What are, like, uniquely British foods? Spice bags? We can have a spice bag?
That might be Irish, but
either that or Scottish.
Yeah. We could have a spice bag in Edinburgh.
I think you get a spice. There's a place in Melbourne you can get a spice bag.
Well, that's true, but I want an authentic UK spice bag.
Yeah.
Like that guy on TikTok who goes, on a Saturday night.
That guy.
Love a spice bag on a Saturday night. Anyway, we might do that. Might go spice bag. Okay, after Manchester, what's next?
Well, then you get to Birmingham on the 24th. And I believe you then have maybe a day either side.
What the fuck is this building?
What the hell? Looks like a fucking...
Oh, that's a Cadbury World.
Yeah.
Cadbury World?
No, yeah, but that's not what I got distracted by. It's circling through stuff and I can't stop it.
Whoa, I want to go on these things. You found a bunch of awesome stuff.
I just looked at pictures of Birmingham.
Yeah.
Whoa, Big Ben.
Big Ben. Go see Big Ben in Birmingham. Will we? Actually, and this is for while we're in London, if we get a chance. Famously, Dush, every time we go to London, you got to find Big Ben and give it the finger.
Yeah, I
say,
fucking
hey,
hate
fuck
that
you, Big Ben. So do we want to, I mean, that feels like a sure bet, but write it down.
Yeah, okay, finger.
Give Big Ben the business. Finger,
yeah, the business, yeah, exactly.
Finger Big Ben.
Hell yeah.
Done. All right, I'll put that one down. Okay. And then, yeah, you've got Birmingham on the 24th, I believe at the Glee Club.
Okay.
And there is a few tickets available from our website, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 10.
Okay. maybe 10 tickets.
Read my website correctly, and I might not be.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm going to see what there is to do in Birmingham.
Mm.
Birmingham.
We got to head to Broad Street, I think.
Okay. What's happening there?
Nightlife.
Oh, okay.
I think.
What about if I do the Cotswolds full day tour?
Ah. Yeah, just get lost to the city for a day?
Well, I think the Cotswolds is like a... Is like the country, maybe? Hmm. If I've got a full day either side, I could go to the Cotswolds. It wouldn't verify my device.
So Birmingham, if you haven't already purchased tickets for that, you can, yes, go to our website or I believe the Glee Club. So they had some tickets, we had some tickets, and we've got I think 10 to 12 left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure how many the Glee Club have. If they say they're sold out, go to our website. But if our website says we're sold out, go to the Glee Club. Maybe you'll get a handful here and there. It was a confusing deal.
There'll be tickets somewhere, possibly. I think I found out.
Should we go to Cadbury World?
I think we should. But also,
look at fucking Fred and Frog.
Yeah, but dude, we could also take the Peaky
Blinders tour.
There's our Peaky Blinders tour, a TV show neither me nor Dusha have ever seen, but we know it's a funny name.
Yeah, and they're the fucking Peaky Blinders.
They're the Peaky Blinders.
They put knives in their hat.
Yeah.
Do put knives in their hat.
Put go to Cadbury World on there, I think. There's a good chance we'll go to Cadbury World.
Do you get free chocolate?
If they don't give you free chocolate, what
Cadbury
the fuck?
Cadbury FC. They got a football club?
What
they
the hell?
They got a football club?
What the fuck?
Whoa,
enter the competition. You could win a day to remember.
Whoa, that's a band. I get a whole band?
Yeah, a whole day to remember?
You get a whole day to remember if you enter this
competition. Winaday.cadbury.co.uk. Where do I live? Great Britain.
Yeah, we'll be there for the day to remember. There's over 200,000 unforgettable prizes and rewards.
That's a lot of prizes.
Worth doing, dude.
Mm. Wow. And then after Birmingham, I believe you have a day of wonderful rest before getting on a plane to come back to beautiful Melbourne.
Okay.
Anything good happening in Melbourne? Here, I'll look it up.
Let's see.
I can tell you what happens the day we land.
Yeah.
We land at 5 a.m. On grand final day.
Oh, brother.
So there'll be stuff happening in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you leave in the evening to Abu Dhabi, which is only a beautiful 7-hour flight.
Oh, nice.
To arrive.
And then we get the thing that we were talking about going there. But that's okay.
You arrive at like 8 a.m. The next day.
Mm-hmm.
You leave just 8 a.m. plus a day. That's nice. And then, you then... Okay, so only a couple of hours layoff. I'm like, oh no. No. Only a couple of hours. Then at 10 a.m., then you fly a wonderful 13 hours to arrive 5 a.m. Melbourne, really fix that jet lag.
Yeah. 5 a.m. Melbourne is Saturday the 28th, right?
Yeah.
Anyone want to pick us up from the airport?
maybe.
No, we'll get
it. We'll figure it out. I don't want to make anyone wake up that early.
Well, the thing is, it's 5 a.m. sure. Like, I'll generally be up around about 5 or 6 a.m. Usually have about an hour or so. Getting through customs and all that.
That's true.
Well, customs is chill now, especially because we live in Australia. Customs is usually very quick.
Yes, Australian customs is
international.
Easy.
Yeah.
Really?
I recently came back from Thailand and it was a breeze.
You scan, you get your e-passport, you jam it in the machine, they go, welcome home, cobbler.
Yeah. Especially at 5 a.m. as well.
Yeah.
I've had people
they're not
going
to want to talk to us. We don't want to talk to them.
Exactly.
I've had people coming from interstate and it's like, they arrive at a certain time and it's like usually about an hour later just because of delays and
stuff.
That baggage collection is where they fuck you with
Yeah. But 5 a.m., I think you boys might be
customs
good.
Customs are easy. Sometimes I've been waved through customs before. They shouldn't do that.
Last time I went through customs, we were chosen to line up, and they picked me to put some little like candy or whatever, or like some illicit substance in my pocket so that a dog could sniff me and bark at me.
That's
it was
cool.
Great. I got to be like, I want to pat the dog. And they're like, don't pat the dog. He's working. I'm like, but I want to pat the dog. I don't care.
It's a good dog.
He's a good dog. He found me smuggling all these drugs.
And then they, unloaded a full round into Joel Zabin. Don't touch the dog.
Real bad.
Coming back from Thailand, the thing I noticed is you're right. Baggage claim in Australia is crazy. Every single airport, because we went to Bangkok, then Chiang Mai, then back from Chiang Mai to Bangkok, and then back home. Every baggage claim, it's like that.
Yeah.
You land and there's your bag and you go. Melbourne, you're there for like half an hour.
Yeah.
Waiting.
Standing around with your thumb up your ass.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, oh, I'll go get a coffee. You get a coffee, you finish your coffee, still nothing.
Still
now.
No bag.
Now you just got like that hot coffee feeling of like, you're like, oh, I'm a bit hot.
And you get that sort of stress in the back of your mind where you're like, have they forgotten my bag?
Good.
I'm so tired.
There's nothing good in it.
Yeah. They can have it, dude.
Yeah. Like, look, they lose your bag.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, I have to buy new pants.
You might as well travel with no bag, really.
Yeah.
Buy everything there.
And then just lose it.
Well.
I'd say if you've got to do that, like you have a backpack that you could put in an overhead locker, like,
carry on. Then you lose that.
Someone steals it.
Yeah, you leave it in the toilet or whatever.
You take it with you to the toilet of the plane and it gets sucked out.
But you don't tell anyone.
Yeah,
you're embarrassed.
You come out wet because it's spread up a lot of water. Yeah, even though there's no water in it, really. Mm-hmm. And you sit back down and you're sitting there, you're like, didn't you have that in your bag? No. Yeah.
What bag?
I didn't bring a bag.
Nothing at all. I don't know what you're talking
about. I didn't bring
about.
It back.
Yeah. I didn't need it anyway.
Well, speaking of, I guess, the plane ride there and the plane and plane ride back. So I actually don't know because James was in charge booking his own.
Yeah, sure.
I believe very early on he was mentioning something about maybe him having enough points to potentially not
go
join
business.
You two boys within economy.
Yeah.
The ape class.
What I also like about that is that means that I think, I think with business class, if you do that, does it allow him access to the lounge and not you two?
If James is in the lounge whilst we're sitting like, like one of those like weird couches, not couches, like the sets of seats and bags like this, staring at his James, he's like, oh yeah, we'll have a champagne. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a
massage chair. How nice.
Massage chair, buddy. It might just be like, oh yeah, actual massage. Yeah, free, complimentary.
And I'm like,
and then I get a.
I'm gonna kill Mr. Sunday.
Fair enough.
Fair. And then they go, oh, I can have a shower here.
Yeah.
My noise canceling headphones have started to make my ears sweaty, but I refuse to take them off.
Yes.
So I'm guessing. Yeah. Do you reckon that will breed a level of like
hostility?
Animosity hostility.
No, I think it'll be the opposite, where we'll start to see him like a medieval king.
Yeah.
Where we'll go in the reverse, and we'll be like, well, he does deserve it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what would that? I can. So one last basic.
Jackson and Douche. To develop surf brain.
Yeah. So JD and Jack. Surf
we
brain.
We pay him a little tax of every food we get.
We'll
every
ask
meal
him when we come back to Melbourne if he can just build us a little hut in his backyard.
We'll farm for you.
Farm. If you need something.
And you own the land and we don't. That's fine.
Every time
we
sit down for a meal, you're like, oh, sorry, 10% for you, James.
Yeah, of course. Of course. King's tax for you, James. Please don't do this.
Sorry. Sorry, my lord.
My lord, we developed
Please
surf
do not break. Behead me.
And then finally, actually, the last square, which is a free square, which I've written down here, is that the base of speculation takes some time off while you boys are in the UK.
Yes.
Because I'm not doing, as previously stated, not doing this alone, and I want to rest.
God, base of speculation alone is like the saddest show, just being like...
That would just become one of those YouTube shows. What you do? You broke
just
something.
Broke something.
Oh, well.
Well, that's... It's fine.
Sorry, it's fine. It's fine.
What is
it's
that?
It's just a little thing for the...
It just hooks onto this.
Hooks onto the thing, that's so it's fine. All neat. You don't have to worry about it.
I'm not going to repair it.
But yeah, no, doing this alone would be very...
Just
not for
being
me.
Like, I don't know, man. I guess Agatha all along is probably not going to be very good.
That comes out soon. Yeah. In fact, next week, maybe the week after,
Holy
we're gone
mackerel.
For it.
Oh, yeah, damn, dude. That's
we can watch it on the plane home.
What?
Catch up on what Agatha's been up to.
Yeah.
Was she a witch all along?
Kill sometime, I guess.
Yeah. So we're taking the time off. And we'll be back, I guess, in October sometime. Mm-hmm. When you boys are back and recover from jet lag. But I do know that, well, I know me and you, Jack, are doing, we're doing PAX for Digger Diggers for Nerds, our other show we're doing. And then you two boys are doing On the Floor.
Oh, yeah.
Thumb Cramps
has
a tradition,
Yeah.
Well, we'll also just be there the whole time.
Yeah.
So we got media passes. There's a whole bunch of game stuff happening this week. There's Freak, not this week. Yeah. FreakCon, Parallels, we'll be in all of those.
Heaps of shit going down.
I don't know if I've told you this yet, boys, but we are part of another festival in October.
Oh, okay.
Awesome, dude.
Sorry. I'll give you some details in just a little quick second, but I believe it's like one of the Fridays. You'll be back for not that long.
One of the Fridays. So probably the following Friday, I would
you'd
guess. Because the other one clashes with PAX.
You'd really, really hope.
So like the third or fourth or something?
I think it might be the fourth.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're back for 6 days.
Yeah. 6 days is heaps of time.
Yeah, and we've warmed up. We've done some podcasts. Yeah. I'm guessing this is Plumbing the Death Star.
Yeah. So it's for can I announce half of this? I don't know, actually. But,
we're doing a thing. In Melbourne?
In Melbourne.
Yeah.
Friday the 4th. At 8:45 p.m. Where? I'll let you know.
As part of what? Don't worry about
I'll
it.
I'll let
yet.
You know. You don't know about.
Can people come to this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's live. It's a live thing, and it is also live streamed. So it's a twofer.
Okay.
Well, we can't tell you what yet, but I believe.
I don't know. Maybe I can, but just in case I can't, because I haven't read the contract I signed. But I did sign it.
Hey, that's the most important part.
And it's one of those things where when tickets do go on sale for this thing, there's not that many seats in the live audience, will be live streamed.
Yeah, so you can watch it even if you're not from Melbourne, I think.
Yeah.
I think. I'm pretty sure.
Anyway, keep an ear to the ground and a weathered eye to the horizon. We're doing stuff.
Yeah, so just know that me and Jackson land back in Australia and then we're like, time to acclimatize. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And don't worry.
Shit,
it'll be good because you'll be, it's an appropriate time for someone who's jet lagged at 8:45 on the 4th.
8:45 a.m. or
p.m.? A.m. would be good.
Yeah. 8:45 p.m. on the 4th.
You want to see the
Friday the 4th.
Sleepiest boys in the world.
Whoops.
Oh, no.
No, that's good.
That's awesome. I'm excited, frankly.
Yeah. So we've got the bingo card here.
Okay.
So we've got Jack shits himself.
Mm-hmm.
Boys get in a barrel.
Yeah.
A Cadbury tour happens.
Yep. Okay.
You have some wonderful haggis times.
Yeah.
Beast
goes
takes
on a break.
Time off, which Free is already up. Happening. Yeah. The Oasis is played in the van to Manchester, causing JD to get Oasis brain, which will end
Oasis
up with
fever.
Him getting some
merchandise. Yeah.
Oasis merch.
Mm-hmm. Watch me buy a record and then claim that doesn't count as merch.
100%. 100%.
That's absolutely happening.
I'm looking forward to, like, maybe.
Dude, they've got the master plan. Yeah. This is like a B-side compilation album that's like, it's hard to get in Australia.
That's
it's here.
Merch. You're like, I'm not wearing it.
No, dude, it's not merch. It's a fucking record.
It's a record, dude. I look forward to the Instagram post of you holding up a record being like, it's not merch.
This is not merch.
Sheldon doesn't buy merch.
Merch is such a merchandise.
That's merchandise.
No, a t-shirt's merchandise.
Dude.
It's not a fucking hat,
is a CD,
dude.
Is a CD merchandise?
Yes! It's a fucking MP3 merchandise?
In a way. You know, it's digital merch.
It's digital merch?
Digi-merch.
It is, yeah, I guess it is digital merch.
Yeah.
If you bought, like, say, a wallpaper for your phone,
mm-hmm.
that's a digital thing.
That's digital merch.
That's digital merch.
Record doesn't count.
You finger Big Ben.
Okay, yep. Yeah.
You guys develop some surf brain for James. Then JD hears the call of the void. Arthur's.
I think this could be one of the first ever BS Boys Bingo cards where it's just all ticks.
Yeah, I think so.
I think the one thing that I'm thinking that might not happen is the Cadbury tour.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
But if I get it, I need to show Jackson this photo of the Fredo Frog guy in a costume because I think that's almost funny enough just to get a photo with him.
For sure.
Then that might. Then that's a tick. That's nine. That's nine boxes all ticked.
Yep.
And beautiful. I guess, but before we leave, we're doing a new thing. Weeks or a month. I don't know what day it is. So last week with JD having COVID, how are you feeling? By the way, doing all right?
I'm fine. My appetite's not back, and my smell and taste also aren't fully back. But
that's good.
What are you gonna do?
A little bit back.
Yeah, they never went to 0% active.
Yeah.
I would say they dropped to about 20%, and they're probably at about 60% now.
Okay.
So things like if I'm eating a bland food, like a hot chip, nothing. I can sort of, I get the sensation that it's salty.
Yeah.
But if I eat like chili, I'm like, I can taste this.
Okay. You're getting back there. That's good.
So, we have an email address, one that we have access to. It's bsboyspod@gmail.com, where you can email some questions.
Please send us emails, and we will answer them for you.
We're doing this for real from now on.
Yeah. Already got a couple. And one person here, a wonderful Thomas, he asks, well, get well, Dusha.
I did.
Yeah. All jokes aside, mate, I think
was
you're...
Was that a joke?
No.
Hey, Thomas, fuck you!
Sorry, Thomas, we're off to a real good start.
Get well soon, all jokes aside. Mate, what the fuck?
Well, the subject...
I was sick!
The subject line was... I didn't realize I had to explain all this. I figured I'd just... Honestly, I didn't realize I'd get to 7 words and we'd have an argument. I apologize. That's on
Thomas,
me.
Thomas, who do you think you
are?
For not assuming
he's an unwell
this.
Man.
I was unwell and then you said, get well, and I did. And then you said, I'm joking.
So the subject line was get well, Dusha.
Uh-huh.
Now it starts off, the email starts off, all jokes aside, mates, I think you're some funny fucks and enjoy all your content. Seriously, hope you feel better soon, JD, was the sentence that he opens an email with.
So he was very sincere.
Yeah.
You got to understand the all jokes aside did throw me, Thomas. Thank you. I am getting better.
He then goes on to ask, do you all still enjoy comic book properties, or has the many podcasts you do basically numbed you to any sort of enjoyment beyond going to the zoo?
Last month, I got comic book mania and spent like $300 on comic books. It still happens.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Like comic books. We just wish the movies were good.
Although... Not the comic book movies have done this, but I think just like comic books in general, as I've said many times, I'm very big and very excited for like, you know, the big sweeping changes that Hickman had done to X-Men, and then they fucked it. So that really put a dampener on my consumption of, I guess, the mainstream Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
But now we still read, I still read a bunch of more independent
Omnibus recently, finished it. Last week or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking about watching the original version of The Crow currently. Yeah, that's a comic book movie. Nice. I haven't seen it. I don't know why.
I haven't seen that. Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah. I feel like that it was made for me when I was a teenager and I just was like, thank you. It. No, thank you.
Yeah.
I saw a post recently where somebody was like, I'm a 45-year-old man and I've been reading comics my whole life and I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I need a story that finishes.
Yeah.
And, It
just made me think of you a little bit.
100%. Yeah. Like going off, again, it's the Krakoan Age was beautiful and it was like great, and then they fucked it like for 2/3 or a quarter of the way in. You're like, you were so good for a small amount of time. And then, so now I'm just kind of going back to like Image or some other independent studios and be like, hey, these ones are good. There's a start and finish. It's usually just like a one person who's creating it. You're like, oh, sweet, there's a dead.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Sweet, self-contained.
It's
going to
finish
story.
At some point.
It's great. I have to be like, what's this?
Yeah. Okay. They're getting across the point they're trying to make, and then we just all wash our hands and go our separate ways.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Even like when independent comics sometimes don't get finished, they kind of still have a satisfying
issue. Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Southern Bastards.
Yeah.
That was meant to continue, but then one of the people that made it is a sack of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the end point that the comic leaves you with, you're like, this is still satisfying.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
I think it's the artist that sucks and not the writer, so I don't feel too bad enjoying it still.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, Southern Bastards was, I remember reading that, well, was good for then I think I just dropped off.
Yeah.
And so that email was from a wonderful stoner in America named Wyatt. Thomas is the next one. So, Thomas, you got like a bonus fuck you from JT for a sly letter. I apologize. My mistake. So I guess so Thomas took some of the heat that Wyatt didn't even really deserve.
Absolutely shouldn't have taken.
Yeah. Right.
That's a risky take when you email bsboyspod @gmail.com. BSBoysPod @gmail.com. That's the risk you take.
Yeah. BSBOYSPOD. BSBoysPod.
BSBoysPod. It's fun to say.
BSBoysPod.
Yeah.
So the next question is from Thomas. You want to give him business first?
Thomas?
You're
on thin ice for some reason.
Do you think a Marvel and DC crossover can ever happen on film
or
television?
Fucking Batman will fucking pop up in fucking... It won't be Secret Wars, but it'll be the next thing.
So I doubt an amalgam universe would ever come about, but could never be a Spider-Man teaming up with Batman or Superman. That has happened in the comics.
Do you think it'll go
Hope you all are staying warm, Thomas.
Thanks, Thomas. Do you think it'll go DC to Marvel or Marvel to DC?
It'll be DC to Marvel. Warner Brothers is treading water at best currently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If Superman bombs, they are so fucked.
It's true. That is true. It's really their last gasp.
And then they'll be looking at how Sony just was shitting their pants so violently and then all of a sudden got a $2 billion movie because they teamed up with Disney.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I reckon what'll happen is, they'll start just breaking off Warner Brothers like peace style.
They've already done it.
But like even further.
Yeah.
Like, it won't be like DC, it'll be like Batman. Yeah. The Bat family.
Oh, they'll do the
90s. It'll be like the 90s Marvel, like when they were just breaking it off.
Damn.
And I reckon you're going to get something like that.
Yeah.
And I reckon because of James Gunn's connection to the Marvel
Disney
properties,
itself,
there might be definitely like, we'll purchase this, this, and this, and then we do this. And then, maybe we might see if they wanted to do like into the the MCU integration, whatever they were going to chuck in like Hyperion or the Sentry or whatever fucking like JLA kind of thing over there. They'll be like, oh no, we actually have Justice League. There it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that the first appearance we're going to get is that there'll be an actor in one of the James Gunn films that is in, so like basically you get an actor that was in the Marvel universe, in the DC universe,
yeah,
and they'll be playing a character that's very similar, and you won't get their names, and people will be like, that's the same.
I think that's
guy.
Fucking
would
Peter
it count?
Parker.
Would it count?
Yeah,
because they got Cavill for a little cameo in Deadpool movie.
Yeah,
would it count?
I remember because
like,
I was hooting and hollering. That one was for the real ones, nerds. They finally rose up and won.
Finally, a movie for nerds.
It's finally safe to like a comic book movie.
Yeah.
Because Henry Cavill said so.
Yeah. Yes. So you reckon, if they got, say, Cavill and they would put him as, like, say, Hyperion or whatever, or, like, just a guy in maybe some, like, farm kind of clothes, like a flanny and maybe some, like, overalls or whatever, and they just didn't call him by anything, like, they just called him, like, Hayseed or Farm Boy or something like that, but he had those sort of, like,
powers. So, I mean, I think that what will happen is you will get...
One of the
big DC guys in a Marvel movie at some point through to Convergence or whatever the fuck they call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they'll dip their toes first by doing something like that. Having an actor that's known. Yeah, or even fucking, I don't know, let's just say like Batista.
Yeah.
He'll be in a DC movie, although I think it'll be the other way around. But just as an example, they'll have him as a guy that's got like, he'll be wearing like a hood or something.
Yeah.
You see his face and he's got like, he still has like red skin, but he doesn't have the exact pattern of drugs.
Then
he won't have a name and he'll do like something small or be like strong. And he'll be like, that's a drug. Is that?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I can see it being a kind of thing where they do like a, like not obviously as terrible.
But I think that will be them dipping their toes in and then the next thing they'll just go full.
I reckon.
I won't count that as a win. I won't count like fucking, oh, that's Jimmy Olsen in Secret Wars as a win. Mm.
Okay.
It'll only be if Batman's there.
Yeah, okay. Or, like, I could see a thing where they're like, it's like, you know, in maybe in Secret Wars and there's like a big CGI, all of the, because presumably a scene like this will happen, all of the multiverses are converging. It's the biggest convergence that's ever fucking happened. And that one of those multiverses that comes in will in some way be clearly stated to be the DC universe.
I...
Like in a real, not like subtle way, but like as in... You know, like, I don't know. It's like blue and red and yellow or whatever is the color of it. And it's like, oh, or like Sentry, if he's a character by this point, because he's going to be in, you know, there's like a scene where he gets split into all of the different Sentries. And one of them is very clearly Superman or something, because they're like the same kind of character. Mm. I think it'll happen during the convergence shit.
Yeah.
And that'll be the testing the waters. Yeah. Because then it's easier to swallow for a Marvel audience who are like, it works within the canon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Rather than like a, what are they, the same universe? What the hell?
Yeah.
When did Batman become a guy in the Marvels?
What the frick?
Dude, Secret Wars is only like 2 years away. That's awesome, huh?
That's cool, dude.
So excited.
Yes. I love
it. Well, maybe 3 years away and Doomsday's 2 years away.
So either way, we're very excited.
How are they fucking filming these movies so quick?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're
overjoyed.
Well, I guess because a guy just walks into a room and then
No. If anyone can do it, they can do it. They've built up so much goodwill.
Exactly.
How's Blade going?
So good, I reckon.
Great, man.
Why would you even ask how good it's going? It's probably going incredible.
Why even bring it up?
Fantastic Four comes out in like
a year?
9 months and hasn't just started filming.
They've nailed it.
They did that test footage or whatever.
Yeah. You got Galactus's big eye looking through a window.
He's having a peep. King Kong style. That's good.
This is pretty good. And I guess we'll end it on this last question here, which is from the Dear Baseless Discord channel on the Sans Pants Plus Discord, which can only be accessed to if you are either a member of the BS Boys Plus or Bad Brain Boys Plus on Sans Pants Radio. And Gobathon, what a great name.
Great
Gobathon.
Name, dude. Love to enter a Gobathon.
As a judge or a contestant?
Either or.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to be involved.
Yeah, that's fair.
So Gobathon asks, what classic movie would you turn into an unnecessary 12-episode prestige TV series?
I mean, I might be thinking of this because it's in the in the question you just asked, but I can absolutely imagine them being like, brother, 2026, a 10-part miniseries, Warner Brothers, HBO Max presents The Prestige.
The Prestige.
The Prestige.
Is it a porno? The Prestige. Yeah.
The Prestige.
Wow.
That's all I heard.
Honestly, I did not think where that was going to go. I thought you were going to, because like a few people in the Discord were talking about like 12 Angry Men.
Yeah.
And I thought, 12 in this, you were going to go there. But no, The Prestige.
The Prestige.
Yeah.
Oh, The Prestige.
Okay.
How can they be twins?
How can they be twins?
The cans or something.
Think about Matt, because nothing has been in more now than Magic.
Yeah, Magic is huge.
No.
Oh, yeah, David Blaine, he's got that Disney thing.
Yeah,
or whatever. Everyone loves that guy.
But also,
don't look into him.
Christopher Nolan's fucking just rolled out of Oppenheimer.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's true.
I can say The Prestige. That feels like the kind of thing that you're like, it's like a movie everyone remembers and some people quite like. Mm-hmm. So
I think it is fine, but very overrated.
Yeah, that's fair. I haven't seen it in ages. I don't remember. What was the movie that came out at the same time as The Prestige?
The Magician?
The Illusionist?
Or The Illusionist. Yeah, that's right.
The Illusionist. I think they'll make...
Norton, right?
Yeah. I think they'll make that into a 12-part Prestige TV series. At the same time as your Prestige TV series.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
We got... What other stuff could they do?
I'm going to put forward 101 Dalmatians.
Whoa.
So I think a prestige, 10, 12-part, like, maxi series about trying to raise a lot of dogs while some maniac wants to make them into coats could be good.
That is an awesome premise for a movie.
Yeah.
Someone wants to make my dogs into clothing.
Yeah.
That rocks.
I wish they wouldn't do that.
Dude.
Yeah.
Well, Cruella de Vil got the movie Cruella recently.
I think there's a sequel coming soon.
Really? Well, there you go. Cruella's a hot button issue.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other.
You know what I mean?
There's probably some, like, it's just like any drama that's like something like Heat. They could turn Heat into
They have a sequel. I think he wrote a book.
And
you could tell, you could turn that into it.
It's a prequel and sequel as well.
But there you go. So what you want to do there is you go like the first five episodes is a prequel. Then there's like a little bit of a break where it's just like, go watch the movie Heat.
Heat happens here.
And then five episodes.
Yeah.
The sequel.
I'm surprised they haven't tried something, gone like really fucking bold with it and like tried to make The Godfather into like a miniseries.
What about The Truman Show? I'm shocked The Truman Show hasn't had that kind
Or Ed TV.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Joe versus the Volcano.
Tammy and the T-Rex.
Okay, now we're cooking, fellas. Now we're getting some juice going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, is it called SFW, the one with Stephen Dorff and Terry Hatcher?
What?
Where they basically become reality TV stars because they get basically held hostage in a convenience store.
Is SFW stand for Safe for Work?
No, it stands for So Fucking What.
Whoa.
It becomes a big sensation. Yeah, because the character
that's
they're
so
in
90s.
This like so 90s, dude. Stephen Dorff basically becomes like it's reality TV. They take hostage of like he's like one of the hostages.
Yeah,
whoever does it, they take hostage of this convenience store, and they won't let anyone in, and then they just broadcast what's happening like basically 24 hours.
Huh. Yeah,
and like at the end of it, towards the end, Stephen Dorff's character's like, "You're gonna kill me. You're gonna do this. So fucking what?" And then it becomes basically like a rallying cry for Gen X.
Network.
Yeah.
I stick my head out the window. I say, I am not going to take it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, Network?
Why did you say that like in a JFK?
Because that's kind of how it's set up.
Fair enough. I've not seen the movie, so I wouldn't
Network
know.
Fucking rocks.
Yeah.
Another movie that they could definitely turn into a 10-part series, and Kevin, pick up your phone because you're going to want to hear this. Clerks.
Yeah, true. True. Clerks could do it with Clerks.
They could do it like a 10-part like a Skewniverse kind of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easy.
Yeah, they'd have to recast though, and I think Kevin Smith would hate that.
Yeah, true.
He'd still play Silent Bob.
Nah, he'd have to recast.
No.
Dante's there.
Well, you haven't
Randall's
seen Clerks.
There.
You haven't seen Clerks, dude.
I have not.
Yeah,
they die.
Spoilers: Dante dies.
No,
rip Dante, dude.
Didn't Rosario Dawson's character also die?
Yeah, she dies off screen in the movie.
Yeah, okay. How did Dante get got? Shot? Heart attack?
Heart attack.
Yeah,
that's so sad.
So, how old's the kid?
Can't remember.
That's sad. Randall got a raise it or something?
So Randall has a heart attack first.
Oh, they both get a double.
What the hell?
What the hell?
And then he's like, fuck, I've wasted my life. So he then decides he makes Clerks, and then Dante dies straight after that.
He makes Clerks and Clerks 3?
Yeah, they make Clerks
what
and Clerks 3.
What the fuck?
Is it like, do they make Clerks, or is it a reimagining of Clerks and they get different actors?
So they basically, there's different actors, but it is, they're making Clerks.
Yeah.
It's meant to be.
We're making Clerks and they just show footage from the 90s. Like
no, but it is a recreation with the black and white.
Yeah, okay.
And like they have the thing of like, you're going to, like a discussion about the ending of the movie and the original shot. Like Clerks 3 is a love letter to Clerks, but also a love letter to Kevin Smith's heart attack.
Whoa, that's awesome.
So does he see himself as Randall? Or does he see himself as Dante?
I think he sees himself as Dante. It's a very... Look, basically, Clerks 3...
He survived his heart attack.
He made Clerks 3.
Why would he...
And now he's making the 430 movie, which is a love letter to his time where he worked at the movies, or went to the movies. But the character that's his character, like his insert, is played by Harley Quinn Smith, which is his daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Why is he making a love letter to when he went to the movies?
I think it must be when he worked at the movies.
Did he work at the movies?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
Okay, that makes more sense than that time.
I mean, people go to the movies and they love it.
Yeah, I know, but
that's true.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Feels like making a love letter to going to the store.
Yeah.
Going
well,
to
that's
the
what
shop.
Clerks sort of is.
Yeah, again, I think it's more of a love letter of working at the store.
Yeah, people don't,
Or facing adversity in a shit job. Yeah. And then dying. And you should watch Clerks 3. It's one of those movies that... I wouldn't recommend it in a way where it's good.
Yeah,
I think
right.
it's significantly better than Clerks 2, but it is 10,000 times weirder than that movie should be. Because it's like,
Okay.
It's not really that funny, but it is a bit funny. Yeah. But it has huge emotional beats. The opening of the film is set to Welcome to the Black Parade, but the whole song, which goes on nearly 6 minutes.
What the fuck?
Weird movie.
Because I know he did like a music video in Clerks 2.
Yeah, well, he basically does the same thing in Clerks 3, but it's the opening.
That's crazy, dude. Damn. Well,
Clerks.
Clerks,
gotta
dude.
Go
make
watch
it into a 10-episode miniseries or whatever. Mm. I won't watch it, but Kevin Smith, I hope you're doing well.
Yeah. Sounds like you're going through some stuff.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't be friends with your daughter's boyfriend when he's like 22 and you're 50.
I think you could be friends with your daughter's boyfriend.
No, but like they're like it's got like a best friendy kind of thing, not just like I'm friendly.
Well,
to
why
you.
Can't you why be can't friends with friend your stepdaughter's you? Your daughter's boyfriend?
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem fucked up to you?
No,
not really.
Especially like again, presumably the
they've only been together for like
is he in the industry like kind of thing?
No, Kevin Smith brought him into the industry.
I mean, he's part of Kevin now Smith's life.
Yeah,
he's around. Yeah. You gotta get to know him.
You know, maybe it's gonna be like, maybe they've been dating for how many years?
Not that long.
Okay,
I think I would want to be either really good friends with my daughter's husband or
boyfriend.
Either way, I don't care. Or enemies. I think either way is good.
I think that I want nothing to do with, like, as in, like, I'll be friendly to them, but in the same way that my family treats like a partner or something like that, we're just like kind, but I don't want them like. You don't want it, like, hanging out.
Why not?
Why not?
Too much like that? But also the age gap. The age gap
is the
thing.
Friends you can be friends with a 50-year-old.
Yeah, it could be friends.
I mean, now I can. Yeah. But I was, like, 17. Would you want me to be friends with a 50-year-old?
If he's
like,
if girlfriend's dad.
Yeah.
I was friends with my girlfriend's dad when I was...
Friends?
Yeah.
Or just friendly?
I guess we'd hang out or whatever, but not, like, again, it would be incidental. We weren't, like, you know, going to the cafe together.
Yeah, but that's what he's doing.
It's nice, I guess.
Okay, well, maybe it's nice. Maybe I'm wrong.
Hey, I don't know this guy. Maybe he's like, I haven't really ever had like maybe a male father figure.
Oh, he's
in my
a
life
big Kevin Smith fan, I think.
That's nice.
It's good stuff, I guess.
Yeah, nice little, you know.
I know, I got to read more about this because I remember reading and being like, what the fuck? But now that you've put me under all these questions.
This just sounds nice.
Sounds like a pleasant relationship with the...
Sounds healthy, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well,
just from what
father
we know.
If it
isn't and it's weird, well, take
anyway,
everything
we'll let you know when we return sometime in October what we've learned.
Yeah.
Till then, on that note...
I like till then. Till then, I've been Joel.
Till then, citizens, I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. Goodbye.
See ya.
And we've been the BS Boys.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation.
Yeah.
Backwards, baby.
Yeah. Look out.
And we are going to the zoo. Just
it's busy
it's
time.
There. Come on.
Get off a fucking case.
I don't know if I can do it overnight.
Christ
maybe a day
almighty,
trip. Maybe a day trip.
I'm covered in fluff.
Why are you covered in fluff?
I don't know.
That human hair or cat hair?
Very short.